Welcome to the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors and sponsored by Paychex, one of the leading providers of HR, payroll, retirement, and software solutions for businesses of all sizes. My name is Steve Bowes. Samsung activates emergency mode, mandates 6-day work weeks for executives. Electronics giant Samsung is introducing a company-wide 6-day work week policy for executives as the Korean tech company activates emergency measures to tackle ongoing business uncertainty. This new policy comes following Samsung's disappointing financial results last year, alongside wider economic concerns like rising borrowing costs and rising oil prices, as well as a rapid depreciation of the Korean currency. In an interview with the Korea Economic Daily, a Samsung Group executive said, "Considering that performance of our major units, including Samsung Electronics Company, fell short of expectations in 2023, we are introducing the 6-day work week for executives to inject a sense of crisis and make all-out efforts to overcome this crisis." The company's plans call for executives of Samsung Electronics Company, including those in the manufacturing and sales divisions, to work either on Saturday or Sunday following the regular 5-day work week, according to group officials. Executives at some divisions of Samsung have already begun voluntarily working 6 days a week since the start of the year, but the new policy will require all company executives to join the 6-day working week schedule. But employees below the executive level across the group will continue to work for only 5 days a week, as the company introduced in 2003. The world's largest memory chip maker signaled the end to the chip market's downturn earlier this month after posting more than a tenfold surge in preliminary operating profit in the first quarter of 2024. However, the company could face headwinds from the steep depreciation in the Korean won and the upward spiral in oil prices, coupled with political risks from the U.S. presidential election in November. Will this emergency mode actually do anything to turn around results at Samsung? Perhaps, but it will be likely difficult to ascribe any specific business outcomes to the enactment of this policy. For example, global oil prices are not going to be affected by the number of Samsung executives who are in the office on a Saturday. But the statement it makes by signaling out the company's leaders as the ones called upon to sacrifice and work longer hours could be beneficial across the organization and with the rank-and-file workers. So often we see when times get tough, it is the regular workers who seem to pay a disproportionate price, with layoffs, reductions in hours, etc. With this gesture, at least on the surface, Samsung is asking its leaders to pitch in and own their responsibility for the company's troubles. It will be an interesting story to watch develop. We will continue to cover the important topics and trends in the world of work here on the HR Happy Hour Media Network. That's it for the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors.